He's right. He's got it. Now, I want to leave you in this half hour with something uplifting. I mean, there's so much negative stuff. Oh, there's tons of negative stuff. Let's go to cut three, because this is Laura Ingraham. College football crowds over the weekend. Did you see this? Our proof that America wants to move on from COVID. Here it is, last night.
On Saturday and Sunday, and even last night with the Ole Miss game, millions across our country were riveted by a sport that tends to bring us all together, talking about college football. And it was evident in stadiums across the country that America's ready to move on from COVID and the fearmongers who want to keep us apart and afraid. Now, check out this attendance chart. More than 109,000 at Michigan, almost 100,000 at Texas A&M, nearly 86,000 in Nebraska, close to 72,000 in Atlanta for the Bama-Miami game. We have endured 18 months of varying degrees of lockdowns, capacity restrictions, mask rules, business closures, churches and schools being shuttered, concerts and sports canceled. 75% of adults have now gotten at least one jab. Untold millions have been naturally immunized through exposure to the virus. Yet, of course, they're still treated like pariahs if they don't submit to being vaxxed. And we've known for most of this pandemic that Americans who are older and compromised need to be really careful, that those with high BMI, diabetes, COPD, other chronic conditions are more likely to suffer from it, and that kids are more likely to get severely ill from the flu than they are from COVID. We also need to do a better job at taking zinc and vitamin D on a daily basis, and that getting in better shape is something we cannot put off any longer as a country. But we also know that we can't let the government to terrify us into isolation. Thank God for the red states that have helped save this economy. Because if you thought Friday's jobs numbers were horrifying, and they were, imagine how much worse they'd be if states like Florida and Texas had followed the COVID rules of New York and California. So at this point, knowing all of this, I think everyone is census over the weekend that everyone's just trying to have fun again, which, of course, makes the left really angry.
Yeah, and by the way, we love making the left angry. I just absolutely love that. Coming up, Chuck Muth headed out to Pahrump and one of his seminars on kind of a campaign school for candidates. Activists, consultants, and they're going to do that at the Nye County Republican Party headquarters. So that's coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll get a chance to hear from Chuck Muth, though, about his thoughts on the Clark County Republican Party fiasco and what the hell is going on. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At a 531, you are still slow on the Southern Beltway right now as crews clean up that incident. It's near Las Vegas Boulevard on the 215 westbound. Those backups continue to the airport connector there on 215 westbound, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. Got another crash. It's near the freeway on-ramp, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Those people merging over from Interstate 15 north to 515 eastbound are getting caught up in that as well. Those lane restrictions there, 515 east at Main and 515 west at Eastern, causing bumper-to-bumper conditions. And we're also getting slow flows into the bowl, U.S. 95 southbound at Rancho.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NFL season set to begin tomorrow as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions, will match up against the Dallas Cowboys. The Raiders will be one of the final teams to get their regular season underway when they match up against Baltimore in a game that's going to be coming up on Monday night. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they play this evening as they are set to match up against Minnesota. The Las Vegas Aviators, They lose yesterday to Sugar Land by a 2-1 score. That game goes at 10 innings. Today is a scheduled off day for the Aviators, who have a record of 58-50. They'll get back at tomorrow at home when they begin a series against Reno. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month and no contract. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know how many of you have followed the Clark County Republican Party fiasco. They're going to be in court, I guess, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., to talk about, with a new judge, by the way. They had a retiring judge who made the previous ruling, and she didn't have all the information. Now they got a new judge, and we'll have more complete information as to what's going on. I wanted you to hear this, though, because I had a chance to visit with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He did an article over the weekend, and the big question is, where are we now on CCRP, the Clark County Republican Party?
Well, tomorrow is 9-9, September 9th, 9-9 at 9 a.m. This goes back to court in front of a new judge. Last week, Judge Betsy Gonzalez, on her final day on the bench, ruled that since Metro shut down the Clark County Republican Party's September 20th meeting, which is when elections were supposed to take place, since Metro shut the meeting down, that there had to be 10 days notice in order to have a follow-up meeting to hold the elections, and a group of members who called the organization back into session 4 days later on, July the 28th, she said, well, no, that meeting doesn't count, and the elections that were held don't count because Metro shut the meeting down. Well, it turns out that that's not true. Metro has issued a letter, which will be presented to the court tomorrow in front of a new judge, that says, no, we didn't shut it down. We were just there to make sure that, you know, nothing happened, make sure we keep the peace. The meeting was shut down and recessed by the chairman because he didn't manage the meeting very well, and he put off the elections until 6 minutes before they were supposed to be out of the meeting office. So we'll see what happens. I mean, anything can happen in the court of law, but it seems to me that the ruling that struck down the election results from July the 28th. The reason being the judge was given incorrect, false information. And so hopefully the judge tomorrow morning, I believe it's in Judge Susan Johnson's court, she's going to find out that no, Metro didn't shut it down, and that the meeting was called back into session properly. And hopefully she'll say, look, you guys, this is your mess. The court has no business being involved in this. You guys go clean that up and you fix your own problem. I hope that's what happens tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. If not, this thing could drag on for months.
And this at a critical time when we need everybody on the same page getting ready for a midterm election. It all comes down to, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, was the original meeting of the Clark County Republican Party, was it paused? Was it adjourned? I'm confused by all of this. And by the way, when somebody lies to a court of law, don't they end up getting prosecuted for lying to a court?
Well, I don't know how the judge came to that conclusion, whether or not the attorney for one of the parties told her that and it was false. I'm not sure how that happened. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But it really does. It all comes down to one word, and it's the definition of recess. And I don't want to get too technical, so I don't want to bore the heck out of your audience, Kevin, but a recess is if you start a meeting and then you say, okay, we're going to take, let's say it's a 10-minute bathroom break, or we're going to take 2 hours for a lunch break, and then the same meeting is called back into session. Now, if that's the case, if the meeting was recessed, then you don't have to give 10 days notice to call the meeting back into session, because if that was the case, you call a recess for lunch, and then you have to wait 10 days before the meeting can go back into session. So if the meeting was, in fact, recessed, there is no 10-day requirement to call the meeting back in. And here's the thing. This is the key piece of the puzzle that Judge Gonzalez did not have. And there is video of the chairman approximately 6 minutes before 9 o'clock when the meeting was, they only had until 9 o'clock, supposedly, for the meeting to take place. It's very clear in the meeting. He said, there's no way for us to conclude this meeting, to conclude our business. We are in recess. And it's unmistakable. And if that's the case, if the meeting was recessed and not adjourned, there is no 10-day notice required. So hopefully that's the other second piece of the puzzle that will be brought to light tomorrow in court at 9 a.m. And again, I'm hoping that the judge says, you know, really, you guys, you got to fix this yourself. We don't have any role to play here.
Is there no legal remedy then? I mean, and in particular, the part about were the people that were supposedly officers of the Clark County Republican Party still in office, because their terms ended at some point?
Yeah, and that was another part of the puzzle. There are seven officers in the organization. There were seven offices that were up, and everyone thought that their term of office ended on the meeting night, July the 20th. But if you read the organization's bylaws, the terms of office are for 2 years, and their two-year term actually expired on July the 16th. So there were no officers at that board meeting, and the ones who were the outgoing officers, they thought that they're the ones who were trying to keep control of the organization, and they're trying to call a meeting, but they don't have any power to call the meeting. Their terms ended on July the 16th, even before the July 20th meeting. I'm sure that issue will probably be brought up in court tomorrow if they get into it that deeply, that they didn't have the power to call it into meeting. In fact, the outgoing chairman resigned, I think, 2 or 3 days after the July 20th meeting, and that's who called the meeting and put it into recess. He actually resigned from a seat he no longer held. He wasn't even the chairman anymore. So it really is a mess, and it gets into the minutia of Robert's Rules of Order and bylaws, and it's boring to most of us, but the people who live and die by Robert's Rules of Order and the bylaws of the organization, it's an important thing to them, and if you have rules, you have to follow them.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. You're a political consultant. You'll be teaching that kind of stuff tonight in Pahrump. We'll talk about the campaign doctor who will be in the House in Pahrump. But I've got to ask you, what is at stake here? This is valuable real estate we're talking about. We've got a midterm election coming up. We're having to vet candidates. We're having to figure out what the party's going to be talking about over the course of the next year plus. And I guess my question is, what is at stake here? While they're playing these legal games, and were they in office? Was it paused? Was it adjourned? Was it what are we missing here?
Well, and I teach this in the training when I'm with candidates. I explain to the candidates, look, your race is your race. The party really has very little to do with a campaign and whether a campaign is well run or whether the candidate has raised enough money. If you're a candidate for office and you think that the Clark County Republican Party or the Nevada Republican Party should be recruiting your volunteers, should be doing your door-to-door campaign, should be raising your money, then you're terribly misinformed. That is not the role of the party to run your campaign. You need to take ownership of that yourself. What the party could be doing, and actually should be doing, and really drop the ball and fouled this thing up after the last primary election in 2020, because of COVID, as you know, Kevin, the Secretary of State said all of the primary elections are going to be by mail-in ballot. It was supposed to be a temporary one-time thing. The Democrats went into a special session and made it permanent, but that's another story together. The fact of the matter is, in June of 2020, because of the mail-in balloting, we knew that there were problems. We knew that there were ballots being, stacks of ballots being found in dumpsters at apartment complexes, people who were mailed a ballot that shouldn't have been, dead people potentially voting illegally. The party should have been looking into those sorts of things in June of 2020. Instead, they waited until after November of 2020 to get engaged, and they never did the work that they should have been doing. If you're going to go door-to-door, don't go door-to-door just to drop off literature that's going to get blown away. Go door-to-door. You've got the voting list. If John Smith is supposed to be living there, find out if there is, in fact, John Smith living there or if he had moved. And do your own job of cleaning up the voting rolls and be ready to say, when the election's held, hey, this guy John Smith, that's mail-in ballot just came in, he doesn't live there. We already know he doesn't. We can prove that he doesn't live there. And that's what the party should be doing, is really, really helping protect the sanctity of the ballot. But there's legwork involved, and that's what the party should be doing. There's no way that the Secretary of State should be doing what the party should have been doing since June of 2020.
There you have it. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and headed to Pahrump and his campaign doctor seminar. Free, if you're a candidate, if you're a consultant, and all you got to do is just go out there and register and have some fun. 2 hours from 6 until 8 at the Nye County Republican Party headquarters. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm glad this is finally happening. I really honestly am. I'm glad that finally there are Republicans who are willing to step forward and say what Dr. Anthony Fauci has done is maybe criminal. We don't know. There are members of Congress who believe he lied to Congress. That is a felony. And basically, there are people that honestly think we should be investigating Dr. Anthony Fauci. One of those is Senator Tom Cotton. He says Fauci lied to Congress and that we need to investigate. This is Cut One, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
Well, Laura, I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress, so he should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game in an outdoor stadium on a nice fall day, or parents who don't want their kindergartners to have to wear masks their entire lives, telling you have to wear 3 masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
If you had to rate this as a scandal, what would you rate it as, Senator?
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci, all along, has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch, funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab, and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
That's Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who is joining people like Rand Paul and saying we need to investigate. Lying to Congress should not be taken lightly. And I agree with him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table, and that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to thank Adam Laxalt, a candidate for the U.S. Senate, the former attorney general, for joining us. Tomorrow, Republicans are lining up around the block to run against a vulnerable governor, Steve Sisolak.